Nation. It's a great day to be alive, and I'm your honored host, Daniel Bergman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerHour.com, and ThePowerMall.com are two websites. If you'd like to get a hold of us, Power Hour J, order anything for the Power Mall, the number is 877-817-9829. If you'd like to call the show, talk about it, and get in, don't wait for an invitation. You know, we get emails. Don't wait for an invitation. If you want to call, call 844-769-2944. If we get in, we will. Please try to, you know, if we have a guest, try to make it tailored to the guest. 844-769-2944. If you'd like to listen by phone, TalkStream Live has a number, podcast number 701-300-5252. TalkStreamLive.com. You can also check out the broadcast. Put in the Power Hour in the search, and you'll see the symbol, the little TPH with the lightning bolt through it. Yes, it's a takeoff on Elvis, but I thought it was very cool. It's a very cool symbol. Later today, we're going to have Power Hour J. She's going to come. We've changed a lot about the Power Mall, some of the things we're doing. We'll explain that. We got an email from a listener. At first, I was kind of upset about the email. But then now I think about it. I think it's a really good thing. At least let us know. We really want your feedback, good, bad, and different. This is a very important email, and we'll go through it and explain this to you. And hopefully, the one who emailed, they'll think differently when we're done. But also, I'll let you know, the listener, and understand a little bit more about what we do. This is your broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, and what we're doing and doing this. And this is, this is a mission. And so it's important that we keep you up to date on some of these things, and we'll go over that email. Jeffrey Doherty will also be here. Of course, a lot of times he's been on. We've talked about the Mandela Effect. We talk about, great interview one time about Elvis and the Beatles. That was fascinating, among other things. He's written a new book about aliens in the Bible, different clues that did the Apostle John kind of tip us off to, hey, beware of alien intervention, beware of alien intrusion into our lives. We'll get into that. We'll talk about that. Many more things. Who knows where we'll go with Jeffrey? I mean, you can talk about a multitude of things. Always exciting to have him on. And we'll get to news in the meantime. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Great to be here again, Dan.
Absolutely. Let's get to the news. No, not a threat or a bluff. Turkey promises tit-for-tat response if U.S. imposes sanctions over the S-400s that they bought from Russia. You know, America was selling F-35 fighters. They pulled to Turkey. They pulled that out as soon as they started buying Russian defense missiles and other Russian things. Turkey's saying, we really don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care anymore.
Yeah. They're sick of us.
Yeah.
I sort of agree with them. How can you not be sick with America? Foreign policies, morons that are in there.
Very controlling, and they're not going to be controlled anymore. I mean, you're seeing many countries, especially the fiat getting off the dollar. You're seeing trades, India.
Everybody's hopping off the board, the ship.
This is not a small thing. This is just, but it's another piece. It's not a huge thing, but it's another piece in this.
In the puzzle.
In the puzzle. Here, thought you should know about it. China slaps anti-dumping duty on stainless steel from EU, Indonesia, Japan, and South Korea. Okay, anti-dumping. This means that, say, we're selling steel here in America, and say, I'm just making up numbers. Yeah. Say it's a dollar a pound, whatever. I don't know. I'm just making up numbers. Say it's we sell it locally, nationally, for a dollar a pound.
And make a profit.
We want then export it to China, but we'll sell it for 50 cents a pound to China. Yeah. That's anti-dumping. We're selling it cheaper. We're exporting it and selling it a cheaper price than we sell domestically. That makes sense. And, I can understand why they'd be upset with that. And, you know, think about cell phones. You're in America, cell phones, you know, a cheap cell phone plan nowadays is 45, 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap one.
Europe is half the price, I think.
Yeah. A lot of places in the world are half, even less.
Right.
And why?
We're getting
why
robbed.
That? Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah. We're getting robbed here.
Yeah. Anti-dumping. What do you call it in the reverse, where they dump on the domestic? I mean, what is that called? Rip off,
yeah.
Inflation? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. So that's going on. Pakistan's con to meet Trump with Afghan peace on agenda. I hear all these all I hear are peace words, and all I hear are conflicts after the peace.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about Iran.
The world's
in the news.
A tinderbox ready to explode.
Well, It's always been like that.
Somebody's poking somebody somewhere, you know?
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan is due to hold key talks with Donald Trump in the U.S. Capitol with the Afghan peace process expected to figure highly on the agenda. You think we would have learned from Russia 30, 40 years ago and not even get involved in Afghanistan?
I wouldn't. No, leave him alone.
Well, maybe it's about the poppy fields.
It is. It's all of,
just maybe.
Oh, who's that football player that got killed when he got when he was?
Oh, you had to ask. Yeah, I could.
From the Cardinals, he was a defensive.
I can see
back.
Him. Gosh, I can see him. Yeah. Number 4. Is it 40? Is the number?
Yeah.
Oh, you had that. See, if you wouldn't have asked, I could have got that. We'll get it. We'll get it. Another break. UK tells Iran to release seized oil tanker and crew immediately. Have you seen this? Iran supposedly.
I ain't got a clue what's going on there. That, it's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. I don't understand.
Me neither.
Is that an act of war?
Yeah, it's an act. Of course it's an act of war, yeah.
Well,
you can't seize somebody.
Well, I know, but they're saying that. You can't, Iran's saying you can't come through our waters.
Well, maybe they were, I don't know, maybe they did go into their territory. I don't know. It's crazy. It'll all wash out now.
I don't even know what to say about this anymore. When we said the same, I mean, the same, obviously these are newsworthy stories, but it's not, and
it's not worth going to war over, that's for sure.
And then there is stories that we're putting troops in Saudi Arabia. I don't know how many. The reports, some say 500, some say more. 500 troops, that's nothing.
Probably there's for but advisors like they were in the Vietnam.
Oh, don't even say that word. Don't say Vietnam as it relates to the Middle East.
How many advisors you got in Vietnam now? 50,000? Oh, okay.
Speaking of Iran, Iran says it has arrested 17 CIA spies, sentenced some to death.
I read that.
Did you see the video of the people in Dubai, Americans recruiting Iranian citizens, Iranian people, I assume, to steal secrets? If they can steal secrets from Iran or give information, then we'll let them come to America. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going on. At least that's what the video, certainly the video
showed. Spy versus spy versus spy.
Donald Trump, U.S. President Donald Trump, denied the claim later on Monday, calling it totally false. This is totally false.
I think he's fibbing there.
You think he's fibbing?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe he fibs more than your watch tells you.
Yeah, exactly.
How's that watch running these days?
It's running all right.
It's running
a couple seconds behind. A couple seconds. It's lost a couple seconds.
Well, after this next story, I don't know. You may have to take it out and change the battery. I don't know.
No, it's a wind-up.
Oh, it's a wind-up. Well, yeah. You may be in trouble here. Trump has not built a single mile of new border fence after 30 months of office. And Washington Examiner. The Trump administration has not installed a single mile of new wall in previously fenceless part of the U.S.-Mexico border in the 30 months since he has assumed office.
I don't know if that's true or not, be honest with you. I've seen
they're talking about this one area that there was campaigned on, and there was a big talk about this certain area. Well, there is no wall.
Maybe they got the environmental lawsuits out there that's stopping them. You know, they can slant them stories any way they want. You know, some mole or something, endangered mole, so you can't build anything.
Okay. You're doing a little mental gymnastics here. I say, let's assume, maybe you're right about that or not. I don't know that angle. I tend to doubt it, but you may be right. Okay. He certainly hasn't done enough for the border security.
Oh, I agree 100%.
So defending him or coming up with things, that seems a little, convoluted there.
It's not convoluted. It's, bias.
Okay, bias. Okay. At least you're honest. See, you're honest.
Right, exactly.
Does this bother you?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I am.
We should call him up. We had that. We got the concertina wire right in the back of the truck back there. we're ready to rock.
We'll be there. Give us a day or two, and we can be right down there.
We'll be right down there. We'll have it done in 3 months.
My dog won't be much help, though. If we're going to put dogs in the middle, can't use my dog. It wouldn't be much help at all.
No.
Just lick the invaders.
Yeah.
Probably help them dig a hole so they can get around the fence.
Dig up them moles that are stopping the fence in the first place.
I've been for quite a while. When Trump does something very unique, very amazing, I am a big cheerleader.
Yeah.
When he does not, I am a big.
Yeah, you gotta be. We should be.
Okay. Well, this is big.
Mm-hmm.
And more we're seeing things that are telling me inaction, are telling me business as usual, are telling me what's different between him and other presidents out there. There's more and more things like that that mm-hmm. are very concerning.
I agree. Yeah. Same here. I'm on the same page as you.
Is there anything else that is like that besides the border? I mean, and this is such a simple, it's a simple thing.
It's a simple fix.
It's simple fix.
Yeah.
He's really not doing much of anything.
Yeah. And on there, yes. What's his reason? I don't know.
Maybe
to flood the city so they get on board with it.
That's such a cop out, really. I'm not saying that's what you're.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just grasping at straws.
Right.
But that's such a cop out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Poland now. LGBT free zone, quote unquote, push in Poland draws ire from U.S. ambassador. U.S. ambassador of Poland joined a litany of criticism against, quote, hatred and intolerance by supporters of the conservative government over magazine's plan to distribute LGBT free zone stickers.
Hmm.
So the country.
They don't have no constitution over there, do they? Not like ours.
Well, you could put that sticker on your car right now in America. I mean, so you put a sticker that says LGBT free zone.
Mm-hmm.
And what Poland is saying here, and I want to get your, since the article's a little long here. His supporters have embraced that message with about 30 cities, mostly in the former communist countries, poor eastern regions. Isn't that funny how the former communist areas are so adamant, like, we don't want anything LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
Adopting declarations saying they're, quote, free from LGBT ideology and opposing social engineering that's foreign to Polish culture and natural order.
Yeah, they don't want anything forced on them.
Well, okay, what they're saying here, the biggest support for this, Poland as a nation is very... they're very suspicious at best. Suspicious is probably the best word you can say about their immigration stance.
And if you have a ski on the end of your name, Ruski.
Ruski. I know, that wasn't that funny.
It was.
I thought it was going somewhere. It had promise. Anyway, so they're in this. It's interesting that the old communist areas are the ones that are so... for this,
adamant against it. Yeah.
What they're saying is, they use the word social engineering. We're not going to be socially engineered.
Right. We don't want no part of that.
So they understand why the reason I say that is, like, in America, we don't have a context for this. They, the former communist mm-hmm. areas, have a complete context for social engineering, and they have seen this before and know what that is.
Right, and don't want any part of it.
And they also says it risks their family, it risks families and the future of their children, which it does.
It does. Yeah,
it does.
Exactly.
If you're that's where I have the problem, and you know that, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this ad nauseum almost. You know, I have a gay brother-in-law. Fine. Love my brother-in-law. Fine. He can do whatever he wants. I support him. When you start teaching
children
this, exposing to this, you are threatening the idea of family, the idea of mother and father, the idea of procreation. You are threatening it. Anybody who says different is a moron.
You have crossed the line when you start teaching 4 and 5 year olds that stuff.
Well, that's what they're saying in Poland. Anyway, this has been, and the ambassador from the United States, of course, many others are ridiculing this profusely. And then it's like, why? Because these areas refuse to accept a comprehensive sex education? Is that what you're upset
like
about?
It. Yeah.
Because they won't listen to the United Nations when they're pushing this. You know, Rebecca Friedrichs talk about the UN is pushing all this in the California schools.
Everywhere.
It's passed as a quote unquote law in California.
Yeah.
All that came, comprehensive sex education, came straight from the United Nations. They're pushing it all around the world.
Send it straight back to the United Nations too. It's garbage.
Well, it's time that we rejected this. It's time that everybody, mm-hmm. We've talked about this at night. I think this is very interesting. And they change in the debate. Oh, you hate gay people. No, that's not what they're saying.
They might. Who knows?
Okay, but that's not what they're saying.
Right, I got it.
That's not what they're advocating. That's not what they're saying. We don't want any of this social engineering. We don't want this comprehensive sex education in our schools. We don't want anything about it.
Yeah,
nothing about it.
I agree.
Two different things. You know, when is it since you don't agree with some ideology or some ideology should be taught to your children, so that means you hate the people who believe in that ideology?
It's ridiculous.
When did that occur in America?
About 15 years ago.
Okay. Dr. Drew, I bring this up because you've mentioned this several times.
I used to hate Dr. Drew, but I changed my mind about him.
Hate? Well, that's a strong word. Why do you hate Dr. Drew?
Well, I don't want to get into it. Okay. On the air here. But, yeah.
Dr.
But
Drew.
I've flip-flopped. I like him now.
Dr. Drew warns of imminent bubonic plague outbreak starting in Los Angeles.
And he's about the only doctor who's really out there pushing it, too.
He keeps saying this over and over.
Over and over. I mean,
didn't he get banned from CNN?
Vehemently.
Well, when you have, I mean, how can I say this on a family radio show? When you have feces on the I mean, what country is this?
What country is this? Exactly what country is this?
When you have feces and blood matter and needles and stuff on the sidewalks, right in front of businesses, right? You know, go to your business district, ladies and gentlemen, in your city or whatever, in your normal business district to the side of it a little bit, maybe, and imagine feces all on the...
People having sex right in front of you. We're in front of your kid walking down the street. Unbelievable.
Braintree Police, this is outside of Boston, hold off on crime this weekend due to the extreme heat. It was a...
It's too hot to rob anybody.
It's too hot. We don't want to chase you and you don't want to run. Somebody might die. Somebody might die from heat stroke committing a crime. This is their Facebook post. Folks, due to the extreme heat, we are asking anyone thinking of criminal activity, hold off until Monday, please. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was.
Stay home, blast the AC, binge Stranger Things Season 3, play with the Face app, practice karate in your basement. We will all meet again on Monday when it's cooler. Sincerely, the Popo. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So we go to, like, torrential rainfall to 110 degrees. That's beautiful weather.
Okay, check your watch again. Here's another story for you, Daily Caller. 2020 candidates keep ignoring the same big issue. What do you think that big issue that the candidates are not talking about, including Donald Trump, really hasn't mentioned since his last election very much?
Election fraud.
That's a good thought.
That's another thing that I got a bone to pick with
your boy.
My boy. All the election fraud. He's not doing anything about it. He might be doing something behind the scenes, but
it's a national debt.
Oh, national debt.
No, but we're spending.
I don't get. You know, I'm not worried about that. I could care less. You know, it's fake, made up. It's made up.
Why
money.
Do you say
it's
that?
It's made up money. It's not. Well, it's not our debt. At worst comes to worst, bam. It's the corporate debt. It's not the du jour debt.
Well, it's going to lead to a failure.
Yeah, of the corporate side. Yeah, I think the.
Well,
I think it's
yeah, but
I think
dessert,
it might be.
We're all tied up in that.
Anyway,
business. The point I'm saying is business as usual.
Right.
With the and the politicians aren't even mentioning.
Well,
it.
They can't. What's the difference between $200 trillion and $250 trillion? There's no difference, so it doesn't bother me.
They can just print a quarter billion dollar note and hand it to somebody.
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't bother me.
Here's a little disturbing. If you're a Republican, not a single demographic trend favors Republicans in election. Between the immigration, between all the, you know, the birth rates.
According to who? Who's doing that survey? I don't believe that bit.
You don't believe that?
No. Hell no. Oops.
What? How do you not believe that? Demographic. The demographics are changing in America.
Yeah, they are. There.
So all the demographic trends are favoring the Democratic Party, not the Republican. You don't agree with that?
No. Yeah.
No?
No.
How so?
Because
all the immigrants coming in
they're not citizens, but they
what
are.
They're voting?
Yeah,
what
I
do
know.
You mean?
I know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I got it.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
The populations that are having children are
true.
Stronger Democrat holds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what? Let me read part of the article. The numbers simply do not lie. America as a whole and swing states in particular are growing more diverse more quickly. There's no way Republicans can change birth rates or curb this trend. And there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans.
Oh, you know, No, I don't believe that. I mean, people that haven't voted in 50 years are pissed off as can be with what's going on here. And they're coming out like they did for Trump to win this vote.
Well,
and I think it's even going to be worse anymore. Next time around.
Maybe. They're going to be a little disillusioned because he can't even build the Constantine wire with the dogs and
that's
the drones.
True. But he might. He's still got a little time left.
Is he waiting for a big big?
Yeah, he might be doing it right before
election.
The election.
Bernie Sanders, he's mocked.
He should be.
Yes. His
dirty.
Commie.
Commie.
He's,
$15 an hour.
He's everybody pushing for
$15 an hour
okay.
in America.
Well, here's the rub on that.
Here's the real story behind $15 an hour.
Bernie Sanders is mocked for admitting he will have to cut staff hours to pay them the $15.
Yeah, they're all pissed up and they're all up in arms because they figured it out. They work 60 hours a week and make about $13 an hour. Anything over 40 hours, you're supposed to get time and a half in America. So that doesn't bode well for him.
Yeah. So there you go. Crypto bullishness spreads on Capitol Hill. You know, we heard Munchen.
Yeah, I heard.
Come out and talk negative about Libra.
It went down a little bit.
Donald Trump joined that to some degree. Well, now they're having a hearing on Capitol Hill, and many senators, many congressmen are coming out very positive, saying basically it's here, this is the future, and this is what it's going to be. Very bullish about cryptocurrencies.
It's here. There's nothing they can do about it, to be honest with you.
Due to a poor harvest season, we are experiencing shortages of many of our canned vegetable items. This
Everything.
Is a very disturbing story.
Well, we talked about that, 2 months ago when all the rains and
this
cattle.
What, this is what we've been telling you, ladies
and gentlemen.
You know,
freezes and floods and nobody's got their crops in. Yeah.
Kroger is having, you go to get your canned corn or whatever, mm-hmm. they're out.
They're out, yeah.
There's
get your food. Get your food while you can.
The Man of Food Storage on sale over at the Power Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on the other side, a little more news and Power Hour J and Jeffrey Doherty on it in about 30 minutes or so.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy. And plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I got to turn the button on. That helps. We're going to do a couple stories, and we have Power Hour J waiting in the wings. We ended on this story about the Kroger. You know, Kroger doesn't have the vegetables in the cans at the store.
Yeah.
This is what we told you a few months ago.
And my friends in Kentucky ain't got their plants seeds in the ground as of 6 weeks ago, you know, because of all the rain.
40-50% of the corn crop is basically gone.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they could get it in now.
They don't even know if it could be salvageable. Now they're going to have heat waves that are at 100 and something.
Well, that's the next
story.
Not
good for growing crops.
New species of tiny sharks that glow is found.
I bet you those Chinese made them.
Well, I was going to say, did they come from Japan, from Fukushima? They've been swimming around Fukushima.
Remember 15 years ago when you could buy the monkey that would glow in the dark?
Oh, my gosh. From gardening and farming, there's a great story here. 10 natural fly repellents to help get rid of your home of flies, or rid your home of flies, sorry.
Good. I'm for that.
Homemade fly strips. You can make homemade fly strips.
Oh, those fly strips are awesome.
Apple cider vinegar traps. Have you seen that?
I have not. Apple cider vinegar almost every day.
I thought you can't, you know, the idea that you attract flies with honey more than vinegar. Apparently, they like vinegar.
I guess.
I like vinegar. You put an open bowl of apple cider vinegar, water, and dish soap near a trash can, sink, wherever, and they go in the bowl, and then they just die. Certain plants, essential oils.
I heard it's good to repel bugs, too. Spray that apple cider vinegar on soap.
Yeah, but apple cider vinegar stinks. You want to spray that around.
No, outside, on your bushes.
Oh, yeah, probably. I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
Plastic water bags. Have you heard this? You put a bag of water by your door, and they look at it, and it freaks them out.
It freaks them out. They don't come in the house.
I've heard that. I've never tried it.
Too. If you look in those old Westerns, they have water bags hanging from there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
One of the funnest things is I got one of those bug assault rifles. Remember we've been talking about that for months? I finally got one of those bug assault. Worth every penny.
Yeah, worth every penny.
It's worth every penny.
It's fun.
So fun. A story out of Sweden, 5G, we are guinea pigs. The first 5G tower went up there. Immediately health problems in the area.
Yeah.
Immediate health problems in the area.
Some ladies are saying they're having two periods a day. Not a day, a month.
Like in a microwave oven.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the powerhour.com, the article, there's a link where you can sign the international appeal to stop 5G
they got
on
it.
Earth and
you
in
gotta,
space.
Yeah, you have to stop that. Yeah,
this is not a good thing. Turmeric, you know, curcumin, turmeric. Yeah. It's hormone balancing.
Oh, what's that word that you used?
Aptogenic.
Aptogenic.
Aptogenic. That's the maca. The maca that we sell at the Power Hour.
Yeah.
Very good.
I know it was good for your hormones. That's what Sally used to use all the time for her, instead of taking that prednisone.
Here's another cancer story. I mean, every few months you hear an article about this, about how they've cured cancer, and then nothing ever happens. But anyway, Trojan horse drug that tricks cancer cells into letting it inside completely eliminates bone, pancreatic, and colon forms of the disease in a trial.
That's good.
So that means...
Are they going to let it to, that come means to the public?
Yeah, no. That means it'll be released in about 100 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the... you know, that story about ozone in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that was...
We talked about that.
We went wild. We were... How long did we search for that guy?
Couldn't believe it. We immediately tried to get in touch with that guy. Unbelievable story.
Yeah.
I'll tell it quickly. You got the story on Deutsche Bank?
Yeah.
Because in the last week, we said we're going to talk about that. This is important. But I'll tell... You find that, and I'll tell the story about... In Atlanta, that's where CDC is. On the news, we're just watching the news, and it said the new study done at the CDC, 8 terminally ill HIV patients were given ozone treatments, and 6 of them walked out.
They were given under 2 weeks to live.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
like,
how sick
like,
they were.
Right. They're like going to die any day.
Yeah.
Not just, oh, they got HIV. No, like death's door.
Right.
Well, 6 of them recovered.
Yep.
With ozone
treatments.
Ozone treatments,
yep.
And it was the last... time we ever heard anything
yep.
on air about it.
Yeah.
The last mm-hmm. time. And so now we got this Trojan horse thing that's supposed to be a wonder kid cancer.
Yeah,
anyway, Deutsche Bank, the Lehman Brothers in America, I can't remember, was it 2007 or 8? It's definitely 8 was when everything hit. But 2007, maybe even 6, we were starting to hear rumors about Lehman Brothers. There was mm-hmm. kind of a hush, you know, Lehman Brothers in trouble. What? Lehman Brothers been around, you know,
forever.
Since forever. You know, no, can't be.
They didn't want to toe the line, so they let him go.
2008, then it was all done. And Lehman Brothers, is Deutsche Bank the 2019 version of Lehman Brothers?
I would agree, yeah.
Let's go ahead and read that story.
A bank with $49 trillion, not billion. Trillion.
T as in Tom.
T as in trillion. Derivative exposure is melting down right before our eyes. They're going down. There's no two ways about it.
So basically what happened is all the banks who have toxic assets
shifted them over to Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank is now a zombie bank. And
they were going down anyway.
They were going down anyway. So everybody just threw all their toxic assets over there, and now they're trying to get the taxpayer bailout in the EU. What was that, $58 billion? What is $58 billion going to do against $49 trillion? You know.
Well, you're starting to hear. Stop me if you've heard this before, mm-hmm. right? You're starting to hear. Well, they're too big to fail. We got to do something.
I don't think they're too
have
big.
Have we heard that before?
We've heard that before. Yes, we have. And I didn't believe it back then. They should have let them. They should have let them fail. And I don't believe it today.
Well, they're so interconnected that this may create a chance. I don't know. Deutsche Bank.
I said let them go.
Well, they've already. Well, I mean, you're asking me. I don't. Whether there's going to be. That's two different arguments or two different discussions. Is it going to create a problem or should you let them die or not? Those are two different discussions.
Right. They are. And I think it made us. Them bailing them out in America made us way worse. So to let them fail and start over.
It certainly taught them a lesson. Certainly would have taught them
a
lesson.
Well, you know, the taxpayer had to pick up the deal.
Hold on. Go ahead.
They could have bought, instead of bailing out the banks, they could pay every mortgage and had $200 billion left over.
All right.
Would that have jumpstart the economy? It would have went wild.
All right. I'm going to bring up something you said earlier in this show today.
All right.
What's the difference in $200 trillion debt or $250 trillion debt? What's the difference? Who cares? I don't care. It doesn't bother me much. So now all of a sudden you care?
No, I don't care about it.
Well, what's the difference? Then we should bail them out then, according to what you said earlier.
No, I'm talking about our debt. That's their debt over there.
No, that's what we're talking about. Our national debt. Our national debt, when we bailed out all the, you said they should let them fail. What's the difference if we bail them out?
Right now, yeah. I agree. It doesn't bother me. There are national debts. 200 trillion?
So if we bailed out the banks again, it wouldn't bother you right now.
I wouldn't like it, but.
You just said it wouldn't bother you, though.
No. It's all made up money anyway. We're never going to be able to pay it back. So what's the difference between 200 and 300 trillion? Nothing.
Well, I think we're about to find out.
We're going to find out.
I don't know. In some ways, I don't know the answer to that because.
Neither do I.
This idea, we're 50% of our GDP in debt or whatever every year. Japan is like 200%. They're still. So I don't know.
Yeah.
All it means, and everybody already knows this, it's built in to fail. It's a built in absolute certainty that this economic system is going
to fail at some time.
Or has to transition to something else.
Yeah, everybody be ready for it. Now, and I think we're going to be okay.
I thought that should have happened 10 years ago.
So did I. I was very surprised.
So we're still going.
But when you make money free up out of nothing, you can let it ride for a long time.
All right, let's get to so we talked about, this is an important story, ladies and gentlemen. This is, of all the stories, this may be one of the most important. Well, it is one of the most important that we've talked about today. The interconnectedness of this banks.
Yes, between American banks is big.
What is that going to mean for us? Is this going to be 2008 all over again? Is this what? I don't know the answer to that. Is it going to be washed under the rug and just swept aside? Oh, pay no attention here and Europe's bailing them out and that's the end of it. I don't know.
And we could thank old Clinton for the derivatives. They were illegal.
Glass-Steagall got rid of Glass-Steagall. Yeah, got rid of I can't remember the other thing.
1933, they were illegal, and then Clinton brought them back, derivatives. They caused one of the causes of the big depression back in the 30s.
All right. Well, thank you for being here as always. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go
enjoy it.
You can... Go count our national debt now and count off the days till we're up to 200 trillion.
No, we're way past that.
200 trillion. We're not past 200 trillion. We're whatever. I don't even know. I can't even keep up with it. It's 21 trillion, 20, whatever. But
no, it's way more. It's 200 with all the benefits for all the people.
Our liabilities.
Liabilities.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That they keep off the books.
And in the next 10 years, something like 80 million people are supposed to retire. Is it that many? I saw that.
Yeah, that number shocked me. The baby boomers.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Power Hour J, she's our voice when you call. Most of the time, not all the time, when you call, she's the one that's going to answer. She's the one that's going to call you back. It's so glad to have her here on the Big Shoe. Power Hour J, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel. Hello, Power Hour Nation.
Very good to have you. I've been telling the audience here for a while that we're doing things a little different at the Power Mall. We've heard some of your complaints, some of your requests, all those things. First of all, we thank you so much for your support. We thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. I say that all the time. I mean that. You provide the fuel to drive this engine that is this show. This show is yours. This is independent thought. This is independent media. Thank you. Jay, talk about a little about what we're doing as far as the Power Mall and having supply and those kind of things.
Well, we have listened to everyone out there, and we know your previous history with ordering and it takes so long to get it. That's going to change everything. At this point in time, we have like a top 30 list of the major items, and you know, we don't carry that much more on inventory, but we're going to get it out to you. We're fully stocked. Things have been getting into the warehouse right and left. All I can say is a heavy, hearty stock of all the things that you order on a regular basis. Those are going to be there at all times. We've had to put our foot down to some vendors. We've had to eliminate some items. You can ask me when you call if you want to know what we've had to take out. But we've got some big commitments from some big shoes now, and they're going to stick to their commitment. We're going to stick to our commitment to each and every one of you that take care of us. you know, Daniel says all the time, it's your show, and it is. We don't have those checks coming to us from the George Soros. We rely every month on each and every one of you guys ordering the best products out there that you can find.
So we're clear here. It's about the 30 or maybe a little more top products that are the best sellers you people always ask for. We have those in stock. You call today. You know, they're either there in the warehouse or they're going to be delivered this week. So we're fully stocked. That was our plan. And we've gotten to this point. This has been a big investment for us to do this, to commit to you. So we need you to commit to us on the same thing to support here. We've heard your requests. The top about 30 items. There'll be some other things, but certainly those top 30, we want a commitment, or make a commitment to you that we're going to have them. And if for some reason we're out of them, we are going to get them right back. And so that we have, you know, if we get hit with a show and we get a lot of orders, you know, we can't control that. But, we have them and they're available for you to call and, for you to order right now. And we'll be able to ship it, you know, within a day or two, right out to you. That's our commitment and that's what we're doing. This is a big change from the past. Even when Joyce was here, this is a big change. And, we think that it's going to serve you well. And, you know, we ask for your support in return on this. Any other comment about that, Jay?
No, we just thank you for your confidence in us. And I know some items that you've been setting that are on back order to us. To eliminate that back order issue, what we've done is we've just jumped in. And sometimes if we place an order, let's say, for example, it may be up to 2 to 3 weeks before they get it to us. Well, we're stepping ahead. We're ordering as much as we possibly financially can at one time so that when that stock gets low, we're putting a low stock alert. It's going to be reordered, you know, just around the corner. We had to make some changes. The changes are positive. We're going forward. We have stumbled in the past a few times, but let me tell you what, I am just so thankful to be here, to be a person with the knowledge that I get to hear every day, the products I get to take. I'm just so thankful for our listeners, their support, just a real feeling of thankfulness today, Daniel, just real thankful. Did you want me to talk about...
About what? Go ahead. About what?
The auto ship.
Yes, that's the next question I was going to mail. This will become clear to you. But we're going to do auto ship, especially on a couple of products. The REM sleep and the heart drops are going to be, we're first and foremost, we want auto ship on this. To get you to do that, we want to do a big special for you to get you commit to that. So talk about the auto ship. What does this mean to the people? Explain this to them.
The auto ship system is just simply set up for someone that doesn't want to bother with calling and ordering on a regular basis. The auto ship system, you can set up to have it sent to you either once a month or once every other month. And it comes directly to you automatically. You don't phone us. You don't go online to order it. We're starting out with the Strauss heart drops and the REM sleep right now. We're going to do a 10% discount for the auto ship. And I'm pretty sure the big news is also free shipping. So
yes, that's very good.
That's a highly discounted price if you want to commit to having it come. And you can always call to have it discontinued. Let's say you have a hardship in the family, and next month you can't afford that $79 bottle of Strauss Heart Drop, and you want it taken off auto ship. Let us know. I mean, all we have to do is push a button and not allow it to go through. It's as easy as that. And I do want to throw in there with calling me here on the phone line. You guys, I try and get to all the calls I can, but sometimes I'm overwhelmed. If I'm on the phone with one customer, I don't know if some people out there maybe think, I know some people think we're like the headquarters conglomerate and we've got all these people working for us. Daniel, wouldn't they be surprised if they knew the truth?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, there's just a few of us here running this whole deal. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, really. We're
three of us. Yeah.
So if you get so if you get a call, you know, if Jay can't answer, Catherine can't answer, Josh can't answer. There's three or four people that answer phones. You know, sometimes we get overwhelmed. Please leave a message. Please leave a message. We want to get right back to you. We want to be able to, we've really stepped out to be able to, offer these things and have complete support on these products to you. And so we want to do that. Please give us a call, 877-817-9829. Get on this auto ship. We're going to give a great discount for it. We have the products. No more waiting around. I know these, and we're going to expand this to other things too. This is a big deal. Now this goes to the last thing I want to talk about. Was there anything else you wanted to mention, Jay, before we go? We got about, you know, 6 or 7 minutes. It'll take all of that to talk about this next thing.
Right. Well, the other thing I wanted to mention was if you do leave me a phone number and if you have a particular time that you're at home later in the afternoon, say, hey, Jay, call me from 3 to 6. I'll be home. Or, you know, from 2 to 4, I'll be home. I'll do that because when I do call people back, I don't expect you to be waiting by the phone. You have other things to do. You've got a life to live. So if there's anything specific on the message you leave me, please do. And remember, too, I tried calling a couple of people back this morning. Some people have voice mailboxes that are completely full. Some of them have voice mailboxes that haven't been activated. I can't leave you a message either.
And also a lot of people don't answer phone numbers. They don't. Understand. So when you call back, it's from a 573 area code. You got to know that's probably going to be Jay. But also you can go to the website, ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com. You got the discounts there. Please support us at the Power Mall. It works great. So different. Anyway, the last thing
thing I want to say about the website is if you're having any problems with our website, I know people do try. If you're having issues, please, please let me know. We do not know issues on the website unless you out there that are using it tell us. Send us an email, call me. Please, let's work together because we want it to be best for you. It's for you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you want me to start out by just reading just one line of this email to get you going?
Well, I don't want to get mad at but this is an important email and read the one line. I mean, don't get into the details about the product.
I don't
want to embarrass the manufacturer or anything, but go ahead.
No, this is an email that says, you've got to be joking. Hasn't anyone ever told you greed doesn't pay? He found something on Amazon of ours that was a little bit cheaper. So you go from there.
Okay, let me explain this, and so you understand this, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a big part of what we're doing. I mean, this is your show. We're going to be very transparent here. That one of our products we were selling, they looked on Amazon, and it was there cheaper, you know, enough to where they felt like it was a difference. And then they wrote an email to us, and the person who sent this, thank you for sending this, thank you for alerting this. I thought it was a little harsh. So I'm going to explain so you understand what goes on. They called us greedy. Don't you know greedy? It doesn't get you anywhere and whatever that we're greedy. Okay. Start with almost all the products that we sell. We're under some contractual relationship that we have to maintain a certain price. We can offer certain discounts at certain times. We can fluctuate. Sometimes they tell us when we can do those discounts. So the prices that we, for most of the products, they're already set. Okay. Now let's go to Amazon. Just like Walmart in the '80s and nineties that, ruined mom and pop in Main Street and sucked the business to Walmart. Well, Amazon's doing the same thing online. The dynamic that Joyce created in the, you know, 20 years ago, the Power Mall, was revolutionary. I mean, she wasn't the first person to do this kind of setup, but she was one of the most successful and really changed the way these type of radio shows like this, independent radio shows, were doing and selling products. Okay, 20 years ago, there wasn't Amazon. Even towards the end for Joyce's life, when she was here, the Power Mall was hemorrhaging money because the same model that was very successful 10 years before that, there towards the end, Amazon was cutting into greatly. Here's what happens. Say there's a product and you take any one of our major products, and I don't want to embarrass a certain manufacturer that was the subject of this email. Okay. We have a certain product that, or a certain price we have to maintain on that product. You know, sometimes even when we've done sales on certain things and gone below, we've gotten, emails or calls. Hey, you need to keep the price up. Some people watch it closer than others. Some people are able to watch it closer than others. So then on Amazon, what happens is there's lots of, people selling these products. They get the product somewhere. Then they create mirror sites or mirror names that they sell under. So manufacturers, so it'd be like us, then we use some different name, ABC Store and Amazon. We're going to take our products and sell them way less on Amazon. Okay, the manufacturer then cannot, one, they can't monitor those things. Two, you don't know if they're real products or not. Three, a lot of these places that do this, they'll go to China, they'll make the have the products made. It won't even be the same formula. They'll just put the same label and everything. It won't even be the same product. It won't even be the same product. Because there'll be some knockoff from China or whatever. You don't know any guarantees. You don't have the same guarantees. You don't have a relationship. You can't call somebody when you have a problem. All these things. You see, when we're broadcast, you hearing my voice right now, it costs money. For somebody to create a mirror site, get an account, create a mirror site, go put it up there, and then put some product for sale on Amazon, it costs them virtually nothing. Nothing. So what they do is they rely on shows like us or other interviews or whatever, or you hearing about the product somewhere else and then going to Amazon and then buying the product at a discount at some cheaper or whatever, when they are not even authorized. And it's a constant battle, the manufacturer, to get these people off Amazon, off. You see, I'm going to talk about this. This is very important. Jay, stay there. We're going to go a little bit into the next interview to finish this. This is very important you understand this, because it goes to what we're doing here. So stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com, and Jeffrey Doherty will be on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.